The Apostle Paul, in his first letter to Timothy, writes in chapter 1 and verse 2, "To Timothy, my true child in the faith, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord." Paul wishes these blessings upon Timothy, the first of which, he says, is grace. Grace is unmerited favor. It's getting something that you don't deserve, getting a blessing that you don't deserve. Everything that we have from God is a blessing that we don't deserve. There's no way we can earn the blessings of God. He gives us the sun. He gives us the rain. He gave His Son to die on the cross so we might have forgiveness of our sins. He gave us His Word, which is able to lead us to salvation. All those things are encompassed in the word grace, things that God has given us that we don't deserve, but we thank Him for it. The next thing that Paul mentions is he wants Timothy to have mercy. Mercy is not getting that which you do deserve. If you were to do something and you were arrested and you had to go before a judge and you were about to face a sentence, you would ask the judge for mercy. You would say, "I know that I deserve this, but please don't give me what I deserve." Have forgiveness. Have mercy. Jesus spoke of the same thing. He talked about a tax collector who went down to the temple to pray. And he beat himself upon the chest and he said, "Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner." He was saying, "Lord, I know I deserve punishment for the things that I've done, but please have mercy on me. Forgive me of those things which I've done." We all deserve punishment. Romans 6:23 says the payment for sin, that which we earn for sinning, is death. It is only God's mercy that allows us to not get that which we deserve. Titus chapter 3 and verse 5 says, "It's not by works of righteousness, but by God's mercy we are saved." We all deserve death, but it's God's mercy that allows us to be saved. And that's another thing Paul tells Timothy. Grace, which saves us. Mercy, which saves us. And then he wishes Timothy to have peace. This isn't an absence of conflict. It's not a lack of war, but it's inner peace, tranquility, inner contentment, not having any anxieties or any worries, not being bothered about anything because we trust in God. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 7, Paul calls it there the peace that passes understanding. Those are three wonderful blessings that God has offered to us and that Paul wishes for Timothy. He wishes grace, blessings from God, mercy, that's the forgiveness of God, and inner peace. All spiritual blessings, of which these are three, are in Christ. That's found in Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 3. And if you are in Christ, you have access to these three wonderful blessings that Paul mentions.